The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time where we are, and it's Friday. Could be Feel Good Friday, could be TGIF, could be a number of things, but today is Groundhog Day. For those of you that forgot, it's okay. Our nation, well, there's a lot more important things to think about than Groundhog Day, but it's a tradition, especially if you have anything to do with Punxsutawney Phil. This is the day that our nation's rodent prophet laureate is going to deliver his weather forecast. If you're unsure what to wager in the office pool, here's some historical Phil stats to help. Per the New York Daily Record, since 1887, Phil has predicted longer-lasting winters 107 times and early springs 20 times, while for 10 years we don't have records because he was a no-show. Once he was a no-show. That means he's forecast longer winters in 84% of his known predictions. He's also called for longer winters for the past 3 years. And see, I have a real hard time with Groundhog Day. You know why? Because of that damn Super Bowl commercial with Bill Murray snatching the groundhog and getting in the Jeep Rubicon and going and playing whack-a-mole. I mean, that was, you think about that commercial, man. I mean, you can look at it on YouTube. It's hysterical. I just look at Groundhog Day in a whole new perspective. All right. So it's a Feel Good Friday. There's a little feel good stuff for you. Let's go to the good news first, shall we? We have a story about Dan Cotter is wheelchair bound. And he decided, and this was because of a construction accident about 10 years ago. He's paralyzed from the waist down and he's married, got kids, devoted 46-year-old father from West Haven, Utah. Used what little free time he had between surgeries and family trips to build the ultimate bunk bed for his daughters. The saying we have is punch today in the face. Essentially, don't give up. Don't let the day beat you down. Don't let life beat you down. Illegitimus non carborundum est. Don't make excuses. Just try to work hard. I just added the Latin phrase in there, which means don't let the bastards get you down. Just repeat after me. Illegitimus non carborundum est. Okay. You got that? All right. Yeah. Write it down, man. All right. Yeah, there you go. I mean, see, you can do things even if you're paralyzed. I mean, look at this guy, man. Talk about God teaches us things sometimes through adversity. Now we have 150 Democrats voting against a bill to make DUI a deportable offense. In other words, you go in there, you're an illegal immigrant, and you're caught driving under the influence of alcohol under this Protect Our Communities Act from DUIs. It passed the House 274 to 150. 59 Democrats joined all 215 Republicans to vote in favor of the legislation. So the bill makes driving while impaired grounds for barring a non-U.S. national from entry into the U.S. and for deportation if you're caught here doing it. Because we've had too many people, you know the story about Maddie, killed by a drunk driver. So, and it was an illegal immigrant. So we have a problem. You know, they come over here, they go, we're free, let's go party. And then they get behind the wheel and they kill somebody. So now this has passed the House. Now, you know, the negative is, and this is the spin that the Republican media, alternative media throws on it, 150 Democrats vote against the bill. Well, 59 Democrats joined all 215 Republicans to vote in favor of it. So it passed the House. Now it's got to go to the Senate. And hopefully they'll think the same thing and we won't see. This is where the rhinos come out. Yeah. And then, of course, we look back at the, and I'm going to talk about football here for a minute, Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. You probably saw him on that game with the Chiefs. Made the biggest catch of his life this past Thursday when he helped provide critical aid to a woman going into a diabetic coma during a flight from Baltimore to Phoenix. A passenger identifying himself as Andrew Springs posted the details of Andrew's potentially life-saving actions on the Southwest flight. The doctor and nurse attending to her couldn't find a strong pulse. Her blood pressure was extremely low, and she required oxygen to breathe. It was genuinely scary, Springs wrote. A man in the aisle seat popped up. Could it be her blood sugar? I have a diabetic testing kit. It was Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. He instructed the medical professionals, equal citizen heroes in this story, on using his test kit. Eventually, her heart rate stabilized. Springs added that the paramedics met the flight as soon as we landed. Andrews deplaned quietly, no fanfare. As he has done his whole career, he stepped up at a huge moment when people needed him the most. Watching complete strangers spring into action to help save someone's life is truly amazing. The Ravens did confirm Springs' report. Mark Andrews himself commented on the incident. In addition to the fast-acting flight attendants, the real heroes are the nurse and the doctor who also happened to be on the plane. Thankfully, they were able to provide the woman the quick assistance she needed, according to Andrews. Of course, the Ravens season didn't end the way they wanted it to, but thanks to Andrews' efforts, this far more important story had a happy ending. There's your good news. Now, I'm going to talk about those Chiefs fans in Kansas City they found outside dead in the cold. This happened up in Platte County, Missouri, which is northwest Kansas City. And apparently the owner is under investigation for giving these three deceased individuals fentanyl-laced cocaine. And they all went outside or they all died because of ingesting it, and they were all drug outside. We don't know yet. See, because it looked like from they walked outside for some reason. Well, they could have been disoriented. Well, no. It could be that this homeowner, after giving in the drugs and watching them die on them, dragged them all outside, cleaned up the mess, and then went to bed. Said he slept for 48 hours and didn't know the guys were outside frozen in the cold. But you see, that's what they initially thought was these guys. What were they doing wandering around outside with no jackets on in 33-degree weather? How's that possible? And then they froze to death, according to hypothermia. Yeah, okay. Well, then all of a sudden, now we're finding out that they might have ingested a deadly cocktail that was homemade for them by the owner. Now, he's under investigation. This is alleged, all right? Now, there's another thing, too, that's come of late. This is the relationship of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce to pop star Taylor Swift. Now, I know you all don't care. Yeah, but you should, and I'll tell you why. There's news roaming around now. It's hit all the mainstream media. It's not about Taylor's compromising AI positions, of which there were probably at least a dozen photos put out there that social media has trying to squash, starting with X. They're trying to delete and wipe out all these negative photos out there. Two reasons why that happened. One, to criticize Taylor because she's woke and she endorsed Biden. So it could be that somebody posted these things and invented them to shame her. Now, that's a possibility. But the other possibility, too, is, and we talked about this on the show, and I know people, you know, oh, you're talking about this nasty stuff, this pornographic material. Yeah, it was. Okay? This is typical of what's going on. It's as bad as swatting all these politicians, which is happening now. But here's the thing. There is enough evidence out there to show that this whole thing could be a psyop. This whole relationship between Kelce and Taylor Swift could be a psyop. Because here's Kelce rolling up his sleeve in a commercial showing he got a flu shot and a Pfizer shot. He got paid $20 million to do that. Think about it. And George Soros bought up all of Taylor Swift's music collection, and all of a sudden now she's endorsing Biden. Think about that. And all of a sudden now they're the couple that's helped the NFL's ratings go up. Because every time Kansas City does something, they go up to the booth and there's Taylor going crazy in the booth. So is it all a psyop? Is she going to convince all of her little Swifties out there of voting age to vote for Biden? You see, this is the sneaky stuff they're pulling. This could very well be a psyop. Just thought I'd point that out. And see, the other thing about the AI photos they put out there is it could be two reasons. One, they either trying to shame her so that people, you know, or they're going to make her a victim, which makes her more popular. Because remember, bad press is still press. And even if all those pictures are out there and men are looking at her like now she's a some sort of sex, they're objectifying her as some sex object. The thing is that, you know, you've got what, 40, 50 something million views. Well, of course, what do you think they're thinking? Well, they're either thinking, oh, I'd tap that. Or they would say, you know, that poor girl, look what they did to her. Those mean people. And see, it makes her a victim. And like I said, bad press is still press. So is it a psyop? Think about that. Because she could come out of the woodwork and all of a sudden endorse Biden. She's already slammed Trump. So think about that. Kind of crazy. Let's see what else is happening here today. Well, we've got the Power Mall. Of course, all this is brought to you by the Power Mall. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, you don't understand that the Power Mall and the Power Hour are interrelated. They are both the same entity. The Power Hour is the radio show, and we're also platformed on the internet. And we have a shopping mall called thepowermall.com where you go and you buy stuff, which keeps us on the air because we're 100% reader supported. So those of you who are just dialing in that don't understand that, now you do. So, you know, you call up when we open up at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829, and you either make a donation because we are listener supported, and we do have our faithful supporters out there. You know you are. And if you want me to mention your name, just, you know, call up and, you know, let us know. Let Todd know. He's our dutiful board op's been doing this thing for a long time for us. And he'll let us know. And if you make a donation, we appreciate that because it keeps us on the radio. And then buymeacoffee.com will also pop up if you go to thepowerhour.com. Supporting us through our partners tab is another good way to do it. And of course, we drop ship stuff. Now I'm going to tell you a little something about the Rife machine. That's R-I-F as in Frank E. There are a lot of you have been calling up and buying a Rife machine because I've been promoting it. Understand something. Even though, you know, we do these little sales, the Rife machine, I think, is a lifesaver. There are settings on the Rife machine. Setting number 19 in version 3 is a pain setting. And you can actually, the straps that come with the Rife machine itself, if you don't order the pad kit separately, and I sleep on the pad every night. And that's why, you know, I'm still sitting here close to 70 years of age talking to you. And I'm, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm getting ready to endeavor into a new nonprofit. So, I just, life doesn't stop. I can't do that. I'm type A. You know that by now, if you've listened to the show. But see, the Rife machine, I credit a lot of it because I get a good sleep. Because that's the one thing about the pain setting I love is that I can get a really good, solid sleep. Even if it's only 6 or 7 hours a night, it's solid. The other thing is it has a cancer comprehensive setting and a virus comprehensive setting. And then it has 5 programmable channels, channel 26 through 30, that you can take out of all 25 pre-programmed. There's 5 extras you can program out of the book. There's a book that comes with the kit, and it's got what, over 800 frequencies for different things, different settings, and you can program them in. Look up whatever condition is bugging you and set it for that. And it's easy to program. It really is. You know, once you learn how to do it the first time, it's like a piece of cake. And the, you know, the beauty of it is once you get the Rife machine, if you got any questions, they got a number you can call and they'll walk you through it. That's what I like about it. But, you know, when the Power Mall opens, order a Rife machine. Go online right now if you want to thepowermall.com and order one. You will not be disappointed. I have not been. I've had mine for 3 years now. And it got me through COVID. So they have COVID settings. Actually, they do. And you'll get a newsletter if you sign up for it. And they also send you stuff that you can actually, there are frequencies for COVID that you can actually take and log in, and then you use those settings. And if you get the pad kit, you plug your little connectors, you know, your little, not electrodes. Okay. This is frequencies, not electricity. Like the tens, we have something like a tens unit. A lot of you have it. It's the health point. And that actually puts electricity, like it stimulates you like acupuncture. Whereas this bombards your body with frequencies and balances your body out, makes you healthy. And those of you that are suffering from early onset cancer are probably going to appreciate this. I mean, it's a lifesaver. Those of you that got the jab, those of you who know somebody that got the jab, here's a way to supplement what you're trying to do to help them. So I can't say enough about it. Let's see what we got going on. Peter Serafine's going to be on with us. Dr. Jerry Newcomb. And of course, Rick Kaler will be joining us. And continue to say prayers for Rick, if you would, because of the shoulder situation he's got going on right now. 16 minutes after the hour, we're going to blow through some world news headlines here. There's only a couple. The European Union has succumbed again. They've agreed to $54 billion in new aid for Ukraine. And of course, Viktor Orban from Hungary, they basically said, do the proverbial caca or get off the pot. So he said, okay, I'm in. So he has voted also to in agreement for the EU to fund Zelensky. Now, we don't know if all that money is going to go there. So there's this long-term economic and financial stability issue with Ukraine, according to Zelensky. Ukraine's dollar bonds gained on the news, and Kyiv said it expected to receive its first tranche of 4.5 billion euros from the EU in March, that's next month, from a total of 50 billion euros to come from the bloc's shared budget through 2027. You can keep doing this over and over and over, and you're throwing good money after bad. And isn't it amazing that right after FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on Capitol Hill about the Chinese and their ability to infiltrate our infrastructure and hack into systems, and well, all of a sudden now, isn't it amazing they found Chinese state hacker malware on hundreds of U.S. infrastructure-related routers? All right, you techies out there. It's called Volt Typhoon. Is what it was, made public by Microsoft's cybersecurity team last May. Wait a minute. Last May? Oh, and yeah, we're still finding Volt Typhoon out there. They're trying to infiltrate us, and they could, yeah. Pre-positioning cyber warfare assets to disrupt or destroy that critical infrastructure in the event of a conflict to either prevent the U.S. from being able to protect or project power into Asia or cause societal chaos inside the U.S. How easy it would be to use the back door to get into the HV transformers all over this country and put us all in the dark ages with a flip of a switch. In other news headlines, Oregon Supreme Court has blocked 10 Republicans from running for reelection. And why is that? Well, this amendment, ballot measure 113, states lawmakers who miss at least 10 legislative days without an excuse, I have a doctor's note. They cannot seek re-election. This was the decision made by the Oregon Secretary of State, LaVon Griffin-Velotti, a Democrat. She said in 2023, the senators under the measure could not try for another term. And of course, the Supreme Court agreed with her because the law said, if you miss more than 10 legislative days without an excuse, you can't run again because you didn't show up. They want everybody in the legislature to show up. Look, you got elected. Why aren't you there? What, you had COVID? Okay, I can get that. But, you know, because back then, everybody in Oregon was, they're woke. And this is what they do. So they picked out these. They probably warned all the Democratic legislators in Oregon, you better show up because this is what she's going to do. And the Republicans, of course, nicey nice, just played their little game and showed up when they felt like it. And well, welcome to our world, right? The verdict in former President Trump's civil fraud trial in Manhattan. You ready for this? This is what the judge is now considering. Banning Trump for life from doing business in New York. I mean, literally, Trump Tower, everything gone. There is probably well over 1,000 people that would be affected by this, would be out of a job. Not only do they want to fine him about $370 million, now they're on another witch hunt too, and they want him out of New York completely. Well, Donald, you know what? Maybe you should beat him to the punch, figure out a way to reposition all of your employees and move all your businesses out of New York, and then very quietly, and don't get on Truth Social and brag and tell everybody what you're going to do if you're elected. But, you know, you're all thinking, well, and I got a question for you. What would you do if you were President Trump and you were banned from doing business in New York? What would you do? I know what I would do. You know, that's the power of the pen, folks. He gets elected, and this is something they don't want. If I was a Republican voter, a Republican resident in the state of New York, I would be panicking right now. Because you see, if Trump gets back in the White House, he literally can cut off all sorts of funding. He can make things so complicated for the state of New York because they kicked him out and all of his businesses got kicked out of New York, can't do business there anymore. You see, they're trying to weaken him. That's why the $370 million fine. You know he's going to appeal that. You're basically, you know, finding somebody to the point where you're driving him out of New York State. See, now there's some things in Title 15 in the federal level that I think that the state of New York needs to look at. You know, that's trade and commerce. And there may be some things that Letitia James and her little crew up there who think they're so wonderful because Letitia ran on, I'm going to get him. She might find herself in a little bit more trouble as a result of it. And nobody appreciates because, see, this is the thing. You got cops getting beat up by thugs, illegals. And instead of incarcerating them, calling ICE and deporting them, detaining them for deportation after beating police officers, what do they do? Process them and let them back out on the street. Hochul doesn't care. You folks in New York should be really frustrated about now because these people are now emboldened because they know there's no cash bail. Don't worry. You don't have to do anything. They're going to take your picture, take your fingerprints, and put you back out on the street again. It's a revolving door. Then they get emboldened. They go, look, if they're not going to do anything to me, I'll just go out and commit murder. They could be on your front doorstep. You don't know that. You may say I'm overreacting. I'm not. I mean, if they're going to beat cops, you know, you think they really care about the average citizen? I mean, if they're that emboldened, they can attack police officers. You think they're worried about a little old you? Wow. Move down to Georgia now. D.A. Fannie Willis. Oh, she just got countersued by attorney Ashley Merchant, a Georgia-based merchant law firm. Boy, I'd like to call Ashley and have a little chat about this. She represents Michael Roman, this GOP strategist that was involved in the 2020 Trump campaign that was one of those co-defendants. And, of course, Mr. Roman accused the DA of improperly and personally profiting from public funds. And so now we have a suit against Fannie Willis. And not only that, but, I mean, look what CNN is saying. You know, if all of a sudden she gets blasted and resigns or recuses. Well, guess what? She says, I'm not doing that. CNN just reported. Of course, she's going to go to CNN. Yeah, they're going to have a hearing in the middle of the month on the 15th for both sides to present evidence related to the allegations about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade and all these others and how much money they got and where they got it from. $14.6 million in grant funds from the DOJ between 20 and 23. And the DOJ granted Willis federal funds to finance the prosecution of Donald Trump. You know, see, if they find all this stuff out, she could, you know, get ousted. And see, it's furthered by the fact that Georgia House of Representatives just passed a bill to revive an oversight panel with powers to discipline and remove wayward county prosecutors, which shall potentially target Fannie Willis. Of course, they voted along party lines 95 to 75 for House Bill 881, and they sent it to the Senate for further debate. The measure would empower Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission to operate after the state Supreme Court, they, of course, refusing to approve rules governing its conduct last November. So the commission, according to, if this bill passes, will be able to begin the real work, bringing accountability to those rogue prosecutors out there that abuse their office. So here's another little tidbit on J6. I know you probably want to know that. A January 6th protester who spent, are you ready for this? 18 seconds inside the Capitol building during the protest. He got 24 months of probation with 30 days of home detention. See, they got to put an ankle monitor on him to make him feel like we own you. This is Angelo Pacheco, a 24-year-old man from Kansas City. He's going to have to pay $500 in restitution for damages done to the Capitol building that day, which the federal government says totaled more than $2.73 million. Hey, I got an idea, guys. Why don't you just print some money up like you've been doing? Fix it yourself. I mean, you guys baited him. I mean, we could prove that you were complicit in this. This guy was standing in the doorway. Somebody out there, basically the FBI, got a tip from a confidential human source that Mr. Pacheco was on the U.S. Capitol grounds. While the informant did not know Mr. Pacheco, the confidential human source identified him by comparing images on his Facebook and Instagram pages with open source photos from J6. So you see, if you are on social media and you're blabbing and putting your pictures up there, they're going to use them against you. You follow? Now, here's the other thing. Wait a minute. I didn't think there was agents provocateur, but now we have confidential human sources. So it looks like the FBI lied when they said there weren't any informants on the Capitol grounds on J6. Because the special agent, based on the information he got, compared Mr. Pacheco's driver's license photo to the one provided by the unidentified informant. They just confirmed it. It was the same individual. How do you think they did that? Surveillance state, folks. There were informants there. They can't deny it now. The word's out. Cat's out of the bag. And by the way, the Republican National Committee is just about broke. Has been that way for nearly a decade. And of course, Ronna McDaniel says, don't worry. You know, as soon as we have a candidate picked out to run him for president, don't worry, all of a sudden her coffers will fill up again. Yeah. So in 2019, the RNC had more than $71 million cash on hand. At the end of 22, it had 14.3. Wow. Amazing what happens when you put your money in the wrong place. I wonder how they're investing it and making money. Well, we're going to try to reach out to Peter Serafin after the important messages here from the Power Hour in the Power Mall, talking about cases of government betrayal. New book he's got coming up. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where I am. I don't know where you are, but you can do the math. Just look at your clock. It's that easy. It's a feel-good Friday. What can I say? Well, you know, we've talked all about various things that are going on right now with our United States. And now we have the corporate United States from 1871, and then we have the other United States, which is in nothing but utter turmoil right now. I don't know what it is. It's not people trying to find, you know, X-rated Taylor Swift photos. It's everything but that. It's the PSYOP that they're playing on everybody right now, because we are in 2024, and there's a huge election coming on, supposedly. We're now being told in Washington State there's a new virus out there. Well, new, it's a fungus now. There is fungus among us. Yeah, it's Candida. Oh, by the way, there's a setting on the Rife machine for that. Just see, those of you in Washington State want to get yourself a Rife machine, you could do that. But when it comes to our dysfunctional government, they put the funk in dysfunctional. Understand, and Peter Serafin, who's with us, is shaking his head in agreement with that. He has a new book coming out. I guess it's May 1. Mayday, mayday. Trust Shattered, Cases of Government Betrayal. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for your service. We appreciate that. You're a U.S. Navy vet. In the Navy. Yep. So you probably know that by heart. Are you a postal carrier?
I am. I'm a rural mail carrier for the United States Postal Service.
Wow. I always, when I go to the store, I'm always asking, could I have buy a roll of Forever Bankrupt stamps? No. Forever Bankrupt. I mean, the clerks just start laughing. It's like, look, you can't deny you guys are in some sort of financial trouble. As much as we'd like to think it, they keep raising the price of a postage stamp, and I'm never going to hear the end of that. But anyway, I mean, you being a mail carrier and everything and committed educator on constitutional principles, that's the one thing. I mean, you and I both did the same thing. We both raised our hand. We both took the oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So now, I guess I should ask you, because this Trust Shattered, Cases of Government Betrayal is not out yet.
Correct.
But something, obviously, I mean, you work for the Postal Service, which is its own corporation, its own business. It's, I guess, funded by the United States government in some ways. Some of it's funded by the taxpayer.
Actually, the post office, except for the little COVID stimulus that they got, like everyone else, the post office is independent and funded entirely by postage.
Interesting.
It does not get tax dollars and hasn't since the 1970s. I don't remember when it happened. When it switched from being the Postal Service to the United States Post, or I'm sorry, it switched from the Postal Department to the United States Postal Service sometime in the 1970s.
I got to update my history book here. I stand corrected. You know, see, the only way you're going to find this out is to ask a mailman who knows, right? Because I don't get to talk to too many mailmen. I get to talk to the postal clerks, but hell, they don't know anything about history of the post office. Obviously, you do, because you've been studying this stuff religiously. So now, what prompted you to write Trust Shattered?
Well, this is my fourth book, and I've written and self-published three other books and never really put a whole lot of anything behind it as far as marketing goes. So, you know, I wrote them, I put them out there, and I sold whatever I sold. This one, I think, has the potential to influence public opinion about government. It's basically a 30,000-foot view of 45 different instances where the government has betrayed the trust, betrayed their duty to protect the life, liberty, and property of the citizens.
That is amazing.
The book is divided into three parts. Part one is betrayed bodies. It's attacks on our health and our bodies. And part two is betrayed liberties and then betrayed estates. So life, liberty, and property, just like John Locke.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it. I really put a lot of effort into this to not put anything in there that your progressive family member would look at and say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Anything that somebody could say might be a conspiracy theory, I didn't put in this book. And I still got 45 glaring examples of things that the government has admitted to. Everything in there is something that the government did, got caught doing, and then admitted to.
Wow. So you're also a Patriot Academy Constitution coach.
And instructor for Institute on the Constitution.
Wow. So, I mean, you know this stuff backwards and forwards. So, obviously, I want to go through these things and take the 30,000-foot view into three parts. Because, see, folks, I don't want to give away the whole book. We're not going to sit there and read the whole thing on the air verbatim. How many pages is the book total? Do you know?
208.
Okay. Well, so that's going to be a fairly quick read for those of you that, you know, but I mean, the thing is, you may get so engrossed in the stories, you want to go back and reread the book several times. However, this is from somebody who is employed by an agency and works for the Postal Service as a mail carrier. And he's written a book, and these cases We all have been paying very close attention to what they've been doing as far as our health goes. The consensus, of course, and I'm not saying that this isn't happening, but the birth rate in the United States of America has dropped, and a lot of it was forced. And then we have the abortion bills to top that off. That's a fact. Dobbs, Roe v. Wade overturned, that's a fact. That's not conspiracy theory. What is, though, it's been misrepresented, is that all these abortion rights people feel like they've been screwed in the Constitution. No, this is all basically gave it to the states to decide what they want to do and what they don't.
What? Like, you mean like a federalist kind of system?
Yeah. You know, like the 10th Amendment, you know, that reserves the government, reserves the states. See, I love talking about the Constitution, Peter. This is good. Folks, you know, there's a lot of things that Peter's got in this book, but I'm talking about the health thing, and we have used the term depopulation with a number of our guests on this show because of the jab, because they forced everybody to get the jab. Now people are getting turbo cancers. People I know personally are getting turbo cancers and are literally going back to the same doctors that told them to go get the jab, right, asking for a solution. I can't see this as a conspiracy theory because all of a sudden, and you got insurance companies out there that their new actuarial tables are saying, gee, there are people dying awfully early in age. I mean, are we covering any of that stuff in your part one?
Well, again, trying to avoid anything that somebody could claim was a conspiracy. I'm not saying that that is a conspiracy. I'm just saying I didn't touch on that. What I did in COVID was in the chapter on COVID-19, COVID-19 hits in all three parts of the book, life, liberty, and property.
Ah.
In part one, the only thing I talked about was the vaccine skepticism and why it's reasonable to have vaccine skepticism after the 100 years of history that precedes it in the book, going back to, you know, the Guatemalan syphilis studies, the Tuskegee syphilis studies, and the human radiological experiments, and MK Ultra and Project Sunshine, and the biological warfare experiments of San Francisco and Operation Sea Spray, and, you know, like all of these things. So again, 30,000 foot overview. If you've been paying any attention, if you don't trust government, if you're a skeptic of government involvement in your life, you're probably going to know most of the stories in this book. But like I said, I tried to write it in a way that's non-offensive to even the most progressive person out there. So you get it, you read it, and you think, I forgot about that one, or, oh, I didn't know about that one. But when you're done with that book, you can hand it to your progressive sister-in-law and say, read part one. You want universal health care? Read part one. And they'll read it and go, well, okay, I might still want universal health care, but at least now they'll understand why we're skeptical. 100 years of history, 100 years of human experiments on citizens of the United States performed by our government without consent.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, you know, we have so many of our listeners out there that have that progressive sister-in-law that they're trying to convince, look, please don't get the booster. And they don't get it. You know, it's like now there's new studies out that are saying people are getting the boosters have a higher risk of getting cancer. Right. You think they want to believe it? No, that's a conspiracy. Well, see, now we've learned, all of our audience anyway, Peter, have learned not to trust science. They don't anymore trust science. They want to find every holistic. We had Megan Smith on talking about alternative cancer therapies. These are things now that, you know, the doubting Thomases of the world out there, and there are still people, I mean, we're still using the word woke in most of our quarters. Do you use the word woke in your book?
I don't think it appears anywhere.
Okay.
Because, you know, again, trying not to be offensive.
Fair enough.
This to be a book that you can hand to the most progressive person in your life, and they will be able to read it without being offended and have a better perspective of why you and I and your audience are skeptical. You talk about not believing science. Well, that didn't start yesterday. One of the things in part one goes to, you know, FDA revocations. You know, a third of the drugs that the FDA puts their seal of approval on get pulled off the market because of safety concerns. A third.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, and after they're already out there and people have been consuming them.
Millions of people, two-thirds of the population, two-thirds of adults in this country are on a prescription medication, at least one. Now, if a third of those medications are going to get yanked off the market at some point, how many millions of people right now are taking a drug that is eventually going to be deemed unsafe?
So we're looking at a mild attack on Big Pharma.
A mild attack.
Because you have to keep things on neutral ground so that the progressive sister-in-law will say, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So I address that in particular issue as, so the FDA is tasked with declaring these things safe and effective, but they get all their data from the company that's making the drug. You know, they run the studies and they have a financial interest. So you really need to look at that study with a little bit of skepticism, a little bit of inquiry. Otherwise, Big Pharma, they're just going to say, nope, everybody got 100% better and nobody died. Here, approve this drug.
Yeah, I know a lot of liberal thinking people out there whose loved ones have passed away, and they're basically just in denial about what caused it. I mean, does this even, I'm assuming that if you give it to your progressive sister-in-law that found herself in a situation like that, that she would at least give some credence to the possibility that what caused it was something nefarious that might have gotten pulled off the market. My bigger problem here, though, Peter, and I don't know if you covered this in the book or not, is because of the fact that Pfizer, you remember how they fought with the FDA and the government and everybody, all these people are suing, trying to enforce a Freedom of Information Act, and they wanted to wait 55 years to release all of these studies. I mean, that is a fact.
Yeah, it is fact.
Yeah.
You have to meet people where they are. But let's talk about that progressive sister-in-law. You can't go to that progressive sister-in-law and start talking politics and immediately jump into, the 2030 plan from World Health Organization or whatever, because they're just going to shut you off. You're going too far. You have to meet people wherever they are. You can't teach a child to read by handing them a copy of Les Miserables. You have to start with, Jack and Jill and Dr. Seuss, and then eventually they'll get to Les Miserables. I wrote this to be that meet people where they are book. So you and I, it's a reference for you and I. It's 48 chapters. I'm sure there's at least one thing in there that you didn't know about.
But it's the way you phrase it too. Cause this is, this could almost be a guidebook for people that are trying to get through to woke people who are awake that need some cue points to convince. Yes. I mean, I'm liking this as a study guide. And this book is soon to come out, folks. It's called Trust Shattered. Now that we pretty much have gone through part one if we're looking at this from a medical perspective, because that's a big thing now, because everybody's getting sick and Big Pharma's been in the picture and the government with Operation Warp Speed and people pointing fingers at each other. And so now here, part one gives you a neutral ground to approach the progressive sister-in-law with what's in part two.
Part two is betrayed liberties. And believe it or not, government attacking the liberties of the people that it's sworn to protect started just 7 years after the ratification of the Bill of Rights with the Sedition Acts. So the same Congress, many of the same people that were in Congress in 1788 and passed the Alien and Sedition Acts, many of those same people also ratified the Bill of Rights. They knew the First Amendment, yet they passed a bill that said it was illegal to criticize government. How quickly government turned. 7 years and our federal government made it illegal to criticize them. So part two is, betrayed liberties, government's erosion of our freedoms, and it goes over things like the Japanese internment, McCarthyism, and the NSA surveillance that started a lot earlier than most of us think. And of course the Patriot Act, and that with the Patriot Act, they can do whatever they want. They can take stuff from us. They can surveil us at all times without warrants. sworn to and signed by a judge.
So the is COINTELPRO mentioned in the book?
COINTELPRO is there, yes.
Okay. You know, people need to understand that because, you know, if it hadn't been for that bunch raiding their office and recovering documents, we wouldn't know these things. But see, people who are not, and this is a bigger problem, I think, even though the Constitution has been a part of our history, there are people out there trying to erase it. And when you have people who are, you know, basically, what did Satayana say? Those who could basically are ignorant of history or condemned to repeat it. They don't want to know history. That's why they're trying to wipe it out. Because if they can take our collective unit and make it all about a me first society, then it's easier to control the individual than it is a whole group of people that profess that the blood of what was that? The Tree of Liberty from time to time. Yeah.
The blood of patriots and tyrants.
So, you know, they seem to forget about that part of the Constitution, especially when it comes to actually doing things like our southern border and enforcing our southern border. Because, I mean, if we're not being invaded, I mean, half this country thinks we are. The other half doesn't, obviously, because we now have red states, blue states, and purple states. So at least all of Congress got their colors straight.
Well, before I came on, you were talking about January 6th.
Yeah.
I talk about that a little bit in part two. But I start that chapter by saying, ignore the fact. I don't care if you think it was, you know, the worst insurrection in history, or if you think it was a bunch of grandmas parading around the Capitol. That's not relevant to this chapter. What is relevant is what happened after January 6th. And that was the use of national security letters, NSAs, to surveil the cell phone geolocation data, the bank records, thousands of people and interview 3,000 people, arrest and convict 1,200 people based off data that they gathered without a warrant because of what was allowed to them, given to them by the Patriot Act. I don't care if it was a giant group of armed militia. You can't do that. You need sworn affidavits to get a warrant signed by a judge describing specifically what you're looking for. You can't blanket grab, hey, you know, T-Mobile, I want the cell phone geolocation data of everybody in Washington, D.C. on this day. That's unconstitutional. That is a general warrant, which was specifically forbidden in the Constitution.
All right. So we've got about 3 minutes left of the segment, Peter. Part three.
Part three, betrayed estates. Things like, I don't know, I can't remember what it's called. Oh, civil asset forfeiture. You know, inheritance taxes. Like, why do you have to pay taxes on money that you already pay tax on that you're going to try to leave on? You know, things like that. It's all about your property and government's attack on our property.
And this is why they have trusts, and this is why they have legacy trusts. For those of you who have never heard that term, legacy trusts on average run anywhere from $20,000 to $35,000 to set up. And usually the people that have a lot to protect, actually, and I mean, you'd never, ever, ever have to pay a tax, because trust, basically everything just conveys upon the passing of the trustor. So that's one of the reasons why we look into stuff like this. Those who don't have trust don't understand it. I get it. It merits research. Trust, speaking of which, trustshattered.com is the website for those of you. Now, I didn't see, there's a few pages there that have been loaded up, but there is a May 1st release date on this.
Yep.
And of course,
you can pre-order it at trustshattered.com. You can also enter to win a free copy. For every 10 people that enter to win a free copy, I'm going to give away one. So, you know, 10-1 odds. That's not that bad for something that's free. And it will be available in paperback, hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. I'm recording the audiobook now, which is the final step of my own personal editing process. So, yeah, May 1st. I'm really excited.
Yep. It sounds like that. But see, here's the thing, folks. With all of the stuff that in talking points, if you want to fine tune constitutionally what is going on in the world, and especially in the United States of America, we've got, you said 46 cases?
It's 48 chapters.
48 chapters.
Three of them are conclusions, so 45.
45. And so this is the thing, government betrayal, and this is a stuff that's happened over time. This just didn't happen overnight. And it didn't just start with the corporate founding in 1871 because the U.S. went broke. It's not like that. And people will say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, too, because they don't want to admit history. They don't want to deep dive. And a lot of our listeners are that way. So, folks, here's the thing. TrustShattered.com is where you go to pre-order the book. We encourage you to do it because it's going to give you that neutral ground. There's a lot of vets out there that have relatives, family members. And I mean, you served, all of you served out there, and those veterans out there that served understand, you know what the Constitution is, but you've got to find that happy ground, because I know once you've been in wartime or you've served in the military, you know, sometimes the blinders come off and you see what's really going on, and you want to tell people, but you got to tell them the right way. This book, I think, goes in that direction. Peter, thanks so much for joining us. Peter Serafin, Trust Shattered. Go to TrustShattered.com, order the book. We appreciate you being on the Power Hour. Thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.